enjoyed your brother Barton. Enjoyed your prayer and what you said. It was beautiful. I've never met Brother Barton. I met two Barton preachers down in Georgia, but I never met this Barton preacher. I see Brother Hatcher out there. He's trying to catch what I say. I'll try to think about it, Brother Hatcher, but you ought to get up closer by or where you can hear better. So sometimes I don't talk just loud as. Get up close by, Brother Hatcher, where you can hear better. So I might say something real good. I want you to hear it. I preached to a deaf woman last Sunday, but Sunday before last. She couldn't hear nothing. And the only way she could hear is read my lips. And you know, she said she got a lot out of that. So there's different ways to hear than just hearing with these ears. You know, the Lord said on one occasion that there are they that have ears and can't hear. So she had ears, but she couldn't hear. But that wasn't what he was talking about, was it? He was talking about that they had ears, natural ears, and could hear natural things, natural sounds, but couldn't hear the spiritual sound. They couldn't hear that. So that's the sound that we want to hear. That's the sound that does our heart good. You can hear all manner of sounds and not be consoling, comforting at all. But there is one thing, and that is the only thing that will comfort God's children. And that is the Spirit of God. And if it's within the heart, then it will show up in the ear. And if it's in the heart, it'll show up in the eyes. And if it's in the heart, it'll show up in the feet. And you know, if you see somebody walking with clean feet, something within their heart. And it does not only them good, but it does them good that's watching them. You may get off a long ways from home and think that, well, nobody won't be a-seeing me that knows me. But somebody will see you. So therefore, we ought to be very careful. And we ought to be very careful how we preach, what we preach. And also, while I say that, the scripture says also, be careful what you hear. Ain't that a wonderful thought? Be careful. I've seen people that hear anything in the world, and they hear what they wanted to hear, even in the very projected and before the truth of God, and yet they hear other things. So we want to talk about the great God. Ain't nothing else to talk about it but that. I'm talking about that will be to the comfort of God's children and to the glory and the praise of God's holy and righteous name. It's been a long time since I've been here. But I hope that you might want me to come back next 10 years when I leave. I read in the scripture on one occasion where the Bible says, with joy you shall draw out of the wells of salvation. And if you want to read that, you can find that in the 12th chapter of Isaiah, the third verse, somewhere along there. And I'm not going to tell you if I quote a scripture. I'm not going to go back and quote it for you. It ain't many scriptures I can quote. But I thank God for them that he gives me that I can quote and tell you and can read. With joy, we draw from the well of salvation. Well, the scripture also says that faith is a gift of God. And everybody don't have faith. Not the kind of faith that we're talking about. Brother Jim said he had faith in me. I got faith in him. I got faith in you. But here's a faith that nobody else can impart to you except God. And if you got that kind of faith, I know who gave it to you. And I've heard and have faced a lot of people that they says faith exercise a man. If faith exercised me, everything I'd done would be right, upright, honest, sincere. And it would be good for you to follow, be good for you to hear, and be good for you to eat. You know, we eat more than one way. We eat with this mouth to feed this old earthly tabernacle. But we eat with the heart to feed this inner man, which is fed by the faith of God. And therefore, all men don't have that kind of faith. And if you've got it, and I said you, I'm talking about everyone. I'm not just talking about you that's in here. And me included. I hope I'm included in that bunch. But if you've got that kind of faith, that's the only faith that will please, honor, and glorify your Heavenly Father. And that's only way, and by that is the only way that you can draw out of the well of salvation, is that faith. And that, you know, it takes you. I was raised in a country where, you know, we had wells, dug them with shovels, and we had well diggers. And they dug wells maybe 100 foot deep, and they'd put a windlass and tickle up there, you know, and they'd draw water like that. I expect some of y'all know about that. And hit that old bucket, we had what was called a well bucket. And that old well bucket, he'd go down and get full of water and bring it back up. Good, cool water. And you know what that well bucket represents in this text that I'm talking about? It represents faith. By faith, they draw from that well. And let me say something more important than that. I can, if God help me. Faith is an important gift, ain't it? It is not as important as life, is it? But faith will even bring you knowledge that you have life. You know that? But I say something more important than that. Faith is a gift of God. And therefore, I can't impart faith to you, but I can impart, if it's God's will, the light of the gospel that will shine, that you might walk by that faith that you have. You heard that, didn't you, Brother Hatcher? And things I want to tell you that more important than that. Lord willing, I tell you, just a minute. You know, he says faith, hope. I've heard people tell me, you know, that if I just had a hope, if that's all you got, y'all ain't got much. I said, we got more than y'all got, whoever y'all are, that ain't got hope. He said hope is an anchor. And I say, y'all don't have that. You take stormy weather, and you anchor your boat out there, my friend, and if you ain't got an anchor, it's going to go every way but the right way. But if it's anchored solidly, soundly, and anchored, my friend, in a rock, he's going to hold fast. That's what an anchor is. You see, I said, y'all ain't got that. That anchor you're talking about there, you go out there, used to be a fisherman, when we'd come in, we'd chunk our anchor downward. But my friend, you don't chunk your anchor downward in this. Other words, you don't chunk your anchor at all. God is your anchor. Your anchor will hold, will remain. He said a hope is an anchor to your head. Ain't right, is it? No. I like to see people whenever they don't hear the right thing, say so. He said an anchor, a hope is an anchor to the soul. I never have been able to see the soul. I just never have been able myself. But I felt like sometime my soul would have been bathed in the Spirit of God. That anchor there will hold fast this whole man. Every bit of him. It won't let a bit of him get wasted. You ever thought about that? Sure, you know, we preach a whole salvation, don't we? It wouldn't be a whole salvation if there was any portion, any part of this old earthly tabernacle that God come to save was lost. It wouldn't be a whole salvation, would it? And the anchor that we're talking about there, it holds us fast to know that that is the truth. All of this earthly tabernacle that God died for to save, he come for that purpose. And he died for that man. I don't think the soul of man, in that sense I'm talking about, had to be washed and saved. Do you? I don't think that was really what went plunged into condemnation. But the man Adam, my friend, Jesus, come looking like him, dressed in the flesh like his brother. But he had no sin in him. There was no God found. He come to save that which was lost. Faith teaches us that, don't it? That there's what was lost. That which was lost is what he's going to save. And every bit of this, if I be a child of God, this old earthly tabernacle of Percy Main, every bit of it's going to be in heaven in immortal glory. It ain't going to be there in the weakness as I'm in here. It ain't going to be there in the corruption that I'm in here. It's going to be there in the divinity. It's going to be there in the holiness and righteousness of the Son of God. And faith teaches us that. Let us just quote a scripture like this for you. He says, By grace. I just imagine that scripture there is preached on and quoted about as much as any other. Well, rightly, you couldn't get a better one, could you? God is the author of grace. He's the finisher of grace. Just as he's the author of faith and the finisher of our faith. By grace, through faith. Now, when you run them down, you know what? You come in together with them two. Like that, they come together. They won't be separated. But whenever we begin to talk about by grace through faith, it's by the grace of God that you are saved, and through his faith that you realize and understand that God saved you and gave you hope in this life. And that you be dressed up like him. Oh, I'm not going to have the authority as God got. None of us ain't. I'll never be on equal with God in heaven. But we'll be like him in his divinity and his righteousness and his holiness. So with that we draw from that well. And you remember there was a woman said one time, and Jesus was sitting on that well. She didn't know who she was talking to, did she? She just didn't know him. And I imagine a lot of time God people don't know him today. I just imagine a lot of times we pass right by the Lord. Pass by him and shake hands with the devil. Whenever we feel like that we are looking for God and God has already come and he's gone. So this woman was out there, and there sat this well we're talking about. And he said to her, "Woman, give me a drink." Jesus didn't say that because he didn't know that she didn't have nothing to draw with, did he? Jesus would have brought a confession from that woman there. The Lord knows all things. There's nothing that God has never known and never will know. Everything that is, my friend, is present before his prudent eyes. And all things, as he says, I think I just said that a little bit wrong a while ago about him knowing. And I just want to get back to that and just say it like this where nobody won't misunderstand. And I say it in these words like this, that God knows everything. And he said like this, he said, all things that are made, God made it. All things that are made, God made it. So there was a well, and that woman, she says, "Seeing the well is deep, asketh me, and I have nothing to draw with." But the Lord told her on one occasion there, he said, "If you'd ask me, I'd give you water, living water." And she wanted some of that. She thought he was talking about that natural water there. You get just one drink, you know. You know how people are? If they could just get one drink of water like this and it'd do them forever, as long as they live, they'd take that water, wouldn't it? As good as water is, they'd take one drink that'd last them rest of their life. But that ain't what he would have telling her. "If you would ask me, I would have given you water, living water, my friend. That is springing up unto eternal life, everlasting life, flowing from your belly. That water, my friend, that's flowing outward, and that water there is flowing outward to God's people, to the brothers and sisters and friends in this life." So he was the one. He's sitting. He's a calf. Also, he is the one in that well. You can't get away from that, can you? For he's the very fountain of life. He's the giver of life. And that which he gives, he also preserves. And keeps. And he keeps it to the day. Well, I'm going to say it like this. He keeps it until the day that he comes again. But I'm going to say something more than that. He keeps that life which is within us, which is the life of Christ the Lord. And that life, Brother Jim, is eternal, everlasting, as God is. There's no end to that life. And I'm talking about that life within us. So therefore, we live with him. We'll live forever in Christ the Lord. Faith teaches us that this old body here, it'll grow old. I see some of you here that, you know, don't look a day older, and I haven't seen you in 10 years. But I know you're older. And if I didn't know it by just looking at you, I'd know it by my own feeling. For I know how I feel. But we are talking about a life that will not grow old. Neither will there be any heartaches or saying goodbye to friends. I thought this morning, oh, my heart was just I left my children over in New Jersey. And I didn't let my friend with women know that I was crying inside. And I was thinking about all this life, Brother Jim. I'm always saying goodbye, farewell to some of my loved ones, my friend, my brothers and sisters in the Lord. And as long as we live, we'll be doing that here. But it's something better than that that's waiting for God's children. Ain't you glad of that? And my friend, I'm going to tell you this much. Without that faith, you wouldn't have the evidence. You would not realize. You wouldn't know. But faith which we're talking about, it brings to us the knowledge that there is a better place where we'll meet brothers and sisters, or as the scripture says, where the sons of God shall gather around that great throne. That's sufficient, ain't it? Faith teaches us that. So, as we think about, you know, faith, that's a great subject. I didn't even think I'd talk about it like that, but since I've got this far along with it, I just, Lord willing, I wind up talking about something like this. But faith is a great subject. But I done told you, and I'm going to tell you one more time like this, that there's something greater than faith, ain't it? We start off like this, saying, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. And them three are one. And that one are three. That is the Trinity of the Godhead. And therefore, they are greater than the gift of God in faith. I want you to understand that. Eternal life is a gift of God. Faith is a gift of God. Hope is a gift of God. I want you to understand that. But God is greater than all of that. You know that? He says on one occasion like this, and teaching the same thing that I'm trying to tell you tonight in this subject. He says, ever great house are built by some man, someone. And then, you know, when the Lord spoke to old Peter over there, I believe it was, on this occasion, like this, and sometimes we get like that. The old Peter and James and John was with the Lord, and I just know they had a good time there. And old Peter kind of got beside himself, and he said, Lord, it's good that we're here. Oh, it's good to be here. If y'all were jumping up and shouting to the top of this ceiling, don't forget the Lord. Don't forget Him. Don't look to the preacher. Pray for the preacher. Lord, it's good to we're here, to be here. He says, now let us build three tabernacles. Sometimes God's people begin to want to build tabernacles to someone else besides the Lord. And sometimes they do. But they'll do it without the light of the Spirit of God when they do that. But the Lord says, from heaven by His messenger, angel of God spoke. This is my beloved son. Hear ye him. You don't build tabernacles to no man, not to the prophet, not to Moses, but build a tabernacle to the Lord and Lord only. Now hear, this is my beloved son. Hear ye him, and him only shall you worship. Now he says, which is the greatest? Which is? You know, this young church here, it's a church building. The church is, he says, the kingdom of God is set up in the hearts of his people. You see, this is a church building. But he said, which is the greatest? The building or the builder. Now that's what I'm trying to tell you. The greatest.